When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Fibber McGee and Company with Billy Mills Orchestra. The program opens with Embraceable You. Attention, please. Here's an important announcement. In order to induce thousands of new customers to try Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, the sponsors of this program are making you a remarkable free offer. Dealers are now displaying a special package containing two cans of glow coat. This package contains a full pint size and a half pint can, both packed together. You pay only for the pint can. The other can is free. With this special package in your home, you can keep your floors, your linoleum, and your painted walls shining like new without any work of rubbing or buffing. Now, dealers are being supplied with these free gift packages just as fast as possible. These special packages will go like wildfire, and we don't want you to be disappointed. This same generous offer is also being made on Johnson's Genuine Wax, as well as on Glow Coat. So ask your dealer at once for the special free gift package of either Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat or Johnson's Genuine Wax, paste or liquid. Easter parade only 11 days away, Fibber has become clothes conscious. And here with Silly Watson discussing the purchase of a new spring ensemble, we find Fibber, I Love a Parade, McGee.
You know, Sil, at a time like this, I almost wish I was a woman. They get such a kick out of buying new clothes.
Yes, sir, they sure do. Yeah.
In fact, they get two kicks, the second one from their husband.
Yes. Do you know what you're going to buy, Mr. McGee, please?
Well, I got a rough idea. Didn't you see me looking at Esquire last night?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't you think I got me some fashion ideas out of that?
No, sir, not from the picture you were looking at.
Be that as it may or may not be, or not, you can't be too careful about clothes. Well, I remember one... Come in. Oh, Clark Dennis. Just the guy I wanted to see.
Hello, Fibber. What's up?
I got to get me a new Easter outfit, and I was going to ask your advice, Clark. You're a pretty fancy dresser.
You think so?
Oh, yes, I do. I always liked that green hat you got with the feathers in it.
Oh, I quit wearing that. It was too dangerous.
What do you mean, dangerous?
Oh, it's those feathers. Every time I take a walk out in the country, the bird dogs stop and point at me.
Better be careful, you'll end up in retriever shit.
Well, if you really want some clothes, I think I can help you out. I own a half interest in a tailor shop.
Oh, you do? I hope it's the bottom half. The pants are more important than the coat.
No, I mean it. That's I'm all. A partner in Dennis and Quackenbush. Here's my card.
Wow.
Just present this and you can get everything wholesale.
Oh.
I'm in charge of buying, selling, advertising, merchandising, promotion, and contact.
Oh, gee, then you can arrange about my credit.
No, Quackenbush is in charge of that.
Oh. Oh, well. How much cash can we rake together, Sil?
We?
Yeah.
Is you using the editorial we or the you and me we?
Well, never mind. I guess I got enough. We better get started, too. It always takes them a while to fit me on account of because I'm being so broad in the...
Yes, sir, you sure is.
Come in. Oh, hello, Harpo. Glad you came in.
Hello, Fibber. Hiya, silly. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to step out and get me a new Easter outfit. You got any idea what I ought to get? You always look pretty good.
Oh, I'll be glad to help you out. I'm a partner in a tailoring establishment. Wilcox and Quackenbush.
What's the name of Mr. Dennis, please, sir?
Mr. Quackenbush must be a smart guy. Instead of a suit with two pair of pants, he gives him one pair in a partnership.
Well, look, here, take this card and tell Quackenbush I sent you.
Oh, what does Quackenbush look like?
Oh, he's a little fellow with a mouth full of pins and a flat iron. Well, good luck, pal.
Mouth full of pins. I wonder if he whistles while he works. Maybe I could sneak an interest in that firm, too, as vice president in charge of armholes and watch pockets. Come in.
Oh, hello, gentlemen.
Oh, hi, Billy. I wanted to talk to you, Mills. I'm buying a new outfit for Easter, and I thought...
Well, you came to the right place. I'm a partner in a tailor shop.
You're a partner? Oh, I know. Mills and Quackenbush.
How did you know?
I don't know. Just come to me. In fact, it's been coming to me for the last 10 minutes. You know, Billy, I kind of suspected you were in the tailoring business. You always look like you just stepped out of a bandbox.
Well, thanks, Fibber.
Oh, that's okay. Now step back in the bandbox and play something.
All right. How about Hi Ho?
You don't mean HH from SW and the 7Ds.
The very same.
Well, that's great. Folks, Billy Mills plays Hi Ho from Snow White and Quackenbush, the Seven Dwarfs. Go ahead, Billy. Hi-Ho, played by Billy Mills and his orchestra, who left immediately so as not to complicate the plot. Well, come on, Sil, let's get going. What's the matter, Sil?
I'm just trying to think of a joke about Easter clothes I heard the other night on the radio, please.
Well, who was it, Sil?
I'm just trying to think.
Oh, maybe I can help you. Did he talk about his daughters all the time?
No, sir.
Couldn't have been Cantor. You keep talking about Jack Benny?
No, sir.
Wasn't Fred Allen. Was Allen mentioned?
No, sir.
Couldn't have been Benny. Was Jolson mentioned?
No, sir.
Couldn't have been Jolson. Now, what did they talk about?
All they was always talking about the last moving picture they made, please, sir.
Oh, well, forget it. That might have been any of them. I get so tired of those guys talking about all their motion pictures all the time. Uh-oh. I hope that's Paramount. That last picture mean wait for the... Hello? Hello? Paramount? Oh. Oh, yes, Mr. Quackenbush. Okay, Mr. Quackenbush. I might drop in. Okay.
Will you offer the partnership, Mr. McGee?
No, not yet. Now, let's see, where's a good economical place to go to get some clothes, Sil?
Well, I know a place where I can buy myself a suit of clothes for $10, please, sir, and you get a set of dishes with it.
What, no pocket knife?
No, sir.
Oh, that's bad. Always make them give you a pocket knife with a $10 suit like that there, Sil.
Why, Miss McGee?
So if you get caught in the rain, you can cut your way out before it squeezes you to death. Reddit, if these interruptions don't stop, I'll never get... Come in!
How do you do? Ooh. I'm getting signatures on a petition for women's suffrage. We believe that women should have equal rights with men at the polls.
Hey, wait a minute, sis. Hold it.
Yes?
I don't quite get this. Why, women have been able to vote in the United States since February 1922.
They have? Oh, dear, and I have nearly enough names, too.
I'll bet she'll be excited when Dewey gets home from Manila. Hey, Sil, you better write down a list of the stuff I gotta get. A hat.
A hat? Mm-hmm. What size, Peter?
Oh, I won't know till I get a haircut. Shoes.
You need shoes?
Yeah, the buttons are all coming loose on these. A suit.
Suit.
Oh, we better get out of here before... Come in.
Hello there, Johnny. Your mother home?
My mother... No, I'm the man of the house, old-timer.
Hey!
I says I'm here alone. I'm batching.
You are, eh? Yep. How was the last batch?
The last batch of what?
Hey!
Listen, Junior, what did you want?
How you fix for garden seeds, Johnny?
Garden seeds? Don't need any, old-timer. The neighbors feed their own chickens.
That's pretty good, Johnny, yeah. But that ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to the other feller, "Say," he says, "I see where this New York World's Fair is gonna take in millions of dollars." And the other feller says, "Is that so? I thought the Golden Gate was in California." I'm 2 years ahead on that one, Johnny.
Sometimes I think the world's fair, and then again, when I hear jokes like that there, I ain't so sure.
We better get going, please, if you're going to do any shopping.
Yeah, I guess we had it that. Well, let's walk down the street, Sil. Hey, sound man, give us some street noises, will you?
Certainly, Mr. McGee. We have several kinds of street noises. How about a quiet residential street about 3 a.m.?
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Well, good night, everybody. I had a swell time. Good night, George. Good night, Mabel. Good night, Wilbur. Good night, have swell time.
Good night. What other street noises you got, Bud?
Maybe you better get something in the retail business section, please.
I guess you're right, Sil. How about that? You got anything in the retail business district, Bud?
Certainly. Any particular kind of retail business?
Yes. Yeah. Tailoring.
Okay, well, listen to this.
Was that the tailoring district, Bud?
Yes. Didn't you hear that man in stitches?
How about the financial district, sound man? You got anything there?
Sure. How's this?
Oh, I didn't hear anything. This place looks pretty good, Sil. Come on in.
Who'd you want to see?
Oh. You certainly get around, don't you, sis?
Yes, I do. Who'd you want to see?
I want to buy some clothes. Who's that salesman over there? He looks familiar.
Oh, him. He don't work here no more. He's an ex-pants salesman.
An ex-pants salesman?
Yes, and for any ex-pants of floor or linoleum, I'll sell you some glow coat that'll make it shine like a pair of blue serge pants on a taxi driver. It's the finest...
Harpo, you in again?
Yeah, I had to come in and look around just to convince my girl. She's pretty dumb.
What you got to convince her about?
Well, she saw that sign outside, Taylor, and she thinks Robert is in here.
Reminds me of a guy I knew in Gary, Indiana, who worked in a barrel factory. Always introduced himself as the Gary Cooper. Don't you get it, sis? Don't you get it? I said this guy was in Gary.
Who'd you want to see?
Clark Dennis, Dad read it.
What about?
About 2 minutes of a swell number called Let's Sail to Dreamland.
Yes, sir, right away.
I close my eyes. me, and dreams live on, although each dawn may find you gone. Let's sail to dreamland on a silvery sea, with love beside us, a dream boat to guide us. What more can there be? Let's sail to dreamland in the blue of the night, the land of kisses and romance and blisses and stars are so bright. We'll build a love nest, just a cozy high above nest, and stroll in stardust that falls just like the dew.
Beautifully done, Clark. That's the real Golden Bantam. You wait here, Sil, while I get measured up for a suit. Hey, sis.
Who'd you want to see?
Dad, Raddatz, don't keep saying that there. I want to see a tailor.
Oh, well, go on in, mister. Mr. Fitzpants will take care of you.
Thanks, sis. I'll see you later, Sil.
I ain't no hurry.
Oh, hello there. You want to see a tailor?
Yes, that's me, bud. Fibber McGee.
How are you? I'm Mr. Fitzpatrick.
Well, I want a suit. I want a suit for Easter.
What kind of material did you have in mind?
Oh, I don't know. Something classy that'll hold a crease, wear good, won't show spots, good all year round, and all stuff like that there.
What you want is a suit of armor. Now, just slip out of your coat. Can I help yous?
No, I know the way out. There.
Now, let's see. Here's a nice material, Mr. McGee.
Oh, no. Give me something a little more sporty, bud.
Town or country?
Well, better make it a little of each. I don't want to be stopped at the city limits. How's this stuff here, bud? Will it wear?
Will it wear? I had a suit out of the same stuff, and I couldn't wear it out.
Why, the neighbors object?
Yeah. No! No, I mean it wore like iron.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, it looked rusty in 3 weeks.
Now listen, bud, what style would you make this? Like the suit I got on?
Well, frankly, I don't like the fit of the clothes you're wearing.
Well, me either, bud. I got this suit at a walk upstairs and saved $10 place, you know. After I walked up, I was so tired they had to measure me laying down.
Well, is that so? Very interesting. You know, I'm working on an idea to raise my own silkworm.
Do tell.
Yeah, I place the mulberry leaves on a card of the latest styles, and they weave a silk coat to that pattern.
Oh.
Did you ever hear how my little glow worms weave a beautiful glow coat that will fit any floor or linoleum and wear like iron? It's the most...
Heartful! Good to say.
Hi, Fibber. Say, you decided against patronizing Wilcox and Quackenbush, eh?
Yes, I did. All them partners made me suspicious. I figured a suit in the hand was worth two in the Quackenbush. Now go away, Harpo. I'm having a fit. I mean...
All right. But don't ask me for any more favors.
Okay.
Hey, isn't that Mr. Wilcox, the announcer?
Yes, it is. You know him?
I made a lounge suit for him once.
Oh.
But he complained that the springs kept jabbing him. Oh, Mr. Threadwell. Will you just take these measurements down, please?
Certainly, Mr. Fitzpence. So go ahead.
Now, do this good, boy.
Oh, don't worry, McGee. We'll make it the athletic style. Broad in the hips and tapering nicely up to the shoulders. Shoulders?
Shoulders? How many?
Two.
Two shoulders.
Hips?
Hips.
Hooray!
Quiet, you. Now the chest. Inhale, McGee.
Okay.
Hey, where's his chest?
It's down here.
Yeah, I'm a deep breather.
Okay.
How do you want the sleeves, McGee? From the waist to the shoulders, from the shoulders to the... from the wrist to the shoulders, or from the shoulders to the wrist?
Well, would it be freakish to have them go both ways from the elbow?
Not at all, not at all. Now for the trousers. What length do you like, McGee?
Well, I like to have my shoes showing a little, if that ain't too conservative.
Not a bit, not a bit. Left leg, 32.
Left leg, 32.
Right leg, 26.
Right leg, 26.
Say, listen, you're making one leg shorter than the other.
That's all right. You can walk with one foot in the gutter. Yeah, that's all, McGee.
Hey, wait. You ain't measured me for a vest.
That's okay. You can wear a sweater. Did you want this suit for any particular Easter?
Why, sure. This Easter, a week from Sunday.
I'll mark it rush. May cramp us a little, but you can bring it back anytime and have the buttons put on.
Hey, wait a minute. You got a sign out there in the waiting room that says suits made while you wait.
All right, Mr. McGee. Anything to keep business away from Quackenbush. Just wait outside.
Okay, how long will it take?
Just long enough for Billy Mills to play this next number.
Oh, what you gonna play, Billy?
How'd you like to love me?
What? Go ahead, Billy.
Just a moment, please. I want to remind you here that the special free gift offer of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat is being made for a short time only. So if you want to get a 39-cent can of Johnson's glow coat absolutely free, be sure to ask for it tomorrow. You'll see the red and yellow carton on your dealer's counter. If you prefer, you may get Johnson's genuine wax. This same free gift offer applies to both products, Johnson's genuine wax and Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. We'll give you more details later.
Well, come on, Sil. I gotta go to a department store and get some other stuff. How do you like my new suit, Sil?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to go back for your next fitting on it.
What do you mean, my next fitting? I'm finished with the tailors.
Well, I don't blame you a bit, Mr. McGee. They're awful.
Oh, don't be like that, Sil. This suit... Hey, let's go in here and get me some shirts and stuff.
What are you going to get in here, Miss McGee?
Oh, a hat, some shoes, socks, tie, shirts. Hey, look at the swell pajamas. Did you ever see such beautiful...
Oh, excuse me, please. Me want to do some slopping.
Oh, it's a gooey fooey. What you going to slop or shop for, gooey?
Me wanted some new pajama.
Oh, you always sleep in pajamas, Gooey?
Oh, no. Gooey Fooey never sleep in a pajama.
Well, why buy them if you don't sleep in them?
Oh, a tiny boy wear a pajama for worky. Or me work the evening in a garment factory.
Oh, garment factory, eh? What doing?
Nighty watchman. Oh, excuse me now. I got to go slopping.
We hear the shirt count over here, Miss McGee.
Thanks. Hey, Bud. When you get through admiring your fingernails, can you wait on me?
Have you an account with us, sir?
No, I ain't, but I can pay cash, can't I?
If you can, there's no accounting for appearances. Well, what is it, sir?
Well, I don't know. I want something kind of nifty in shirts to wear for Easter.
Oh, I have just the thing, sir. Oh. Here is our latest number. Isn't it, ducky? We call it the Sherto Concerto. A symphonic color combination, you see.
Sherto Concerto, eh? Mm-hmm. Are the tales from Hoffman?
Beg pardon, sir?
Oh, tuck it in. I mean, let it go.
Oh, all right. What a crude person.
Come on, Sil. Let's go get me a pair of shoes. Hey, Kiss, sis, can you direct me
I'm
to
sorry,
the...
sir. The store is closing.
Oh, Dad read it, 90. Oh, well. At least I got me a new suit. Well, let's go, Sil.
Here's the door over here, please.
Okay.
Sure is a bad time to go out in a new suit, please. Supposing if you was to get it wet.
That's what got me worried. I just happened to think. That salesman said they called this color precipitation purple.
He did?
Yeah, and I'll bet that's just a trade name for shrinking violet. Dad ratted luck. Look at that rain. If that ain't the worst luck I ever had.
What's the matter, Fibber?
Oh, hey, ain't you the sound effect man on our show?
Yes, I am. Why?
Well, how about shutting off that rain till me and Sil get home?
No, sir. Not after the way you refuse to patronize us.
Who's us?
Here's my card. Sound man and Quackenbush. Turn it up, boy.
Oh, sure.
Here is an announcement of interest. Don't forget about the special free gift package of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, which your dealer is offering you for a limited time only. When you go to the store, look for the red and yellow package displayed on the counter. On the back of the package, you'll find printed suggestions for many household uses for glow coat. The remarkable easy-to-use liquid that dries in 20 minutes, giving your linoleum and floors a gleaming protective polish. This special package contains two cans of Glow Coat, the regular pint size can and a half pint can. The half pint can, which sells regularly for 39 cents, is given to you absolutely free. You get a pint and a half of Glow Coat for the price of one pint alone. Use one on your kitchen linoleum and the other for the many extra uses listed on the cardboard box. These free gift packages are being shipped to dealers just as fast as possible, but the supply won't last long, so don't fail to ask your dealer for the free gift package of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. Now, this same offer applies to Johnson's genuine wax, paste, or liquid, as well as to glow coat. Get your free gift package without delay.
So you like my new suit, do you, Sil?
Did I say that, Bruce?
Well, no, but I can see you can hardly keep your eyes off it. But then, even as a boy in college, I was always closeted with my tailor. Clothes Closet McGee, I was known as in them days.
Yeah, come again.
Clothes Closet McGee, the classiest clean-cut kid in college, commonly considered for classmates and connoisseurs as the kick king of colossal color combinations, clad in the canary cutaway, clever cravat, and cream-colored kickers, constantly creating caper-cutting costumes and copied by clothes-conscious collegians from the classic campus of Cornell to the conservative confines of Culver Academy. Good night, folks. Good night, Molly.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat at Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night at this same time. Good night.
The selection, How'd You Like to Love Me, is from College Swing at Easter Parade with thousands cheered. This is the National Broadcasting Company.